We're back here on KSOM on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show as we get ready for tonight's matchup between Audubon and Montezuma. And talking now with the head coach for the Braves, John Beck. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your football team coming into this second-round playoff matchup against the Wheelers?
Yeah, we had a nice win on Friday night against East Union. East Union was a very young team, very physical team, though, and they did a lot of things really well, and we responded to that stuff pretty well. We got out to a nice lead, did a nice job with our two-point conversion, so we were up like 24-12. East Union made a little push there and even took the lead after halftime, and then we were able to score 22 unanswered. So I was really proud of the resilience of the team.
Well, and so who were some of the guys that really stood out the most in that win over East Union for you?
Yeah, so defensively, we'll start defensively. I thought we had a lot of guys flying to the ball. We had multiple guys with 8 to 10 tackles. Brooke Stockman had a really nice game for us. Rhett Pargin had a really nice game for us. Dane Strong, Braxton Plants really had some nice games for us as well. And then Brady Bolton was able to pick off a pass when they were to stop a scoring drive and force a fumble as well. So he was really big in those moments as well. It was just an all-around team effort. We had a lot of guys step up, a lot of guys do some really nice things.
Well, I, of course, covered Montezuma for many years, and I remember seeing Brady Bolton when he was a younger player a couple of years ago. How has he developed as a quarterback? Where is he now in terms of his senior year?
Yeah, Brady, he just continues to develop. I think his throwing ability has gotten significantly better over the years. He throws a nice tight spiral. Has some arm strength to go along with it for being as small as he is sometimes. He's only sitting at like 5'9", 160 pounds, but he can put some zip behind that ball. Where Brady really excels is the mental side of the game. He is able to read a defense. He's a basketball player. He's a point guard on the team. Being a quarterback on an 8-man field, you're essentially a point guard. You're getting the ball to where it needs to be in space, and finding space yourself. And he does a great job of that too, with his scrambling ability and his running ability as well.
Yeah, and another one is Brooke Stockman, who's come along for you. He's, I guess, gone from a part-time player to more of a full-time guy, and he's obviously made an impact on the defensive side as well. What do you like about Brooks and what he brings to you and your football team?
Brooks is just a tough, gritty player. Again, not the biggest player in the world. Sitting at around that 5'9", 165 pounds. He's a fast young man, really strong young man, explosive. He's just gritty, though. He has a knack for finding the football on defense. Really came up big with an interception in that fourth quarter there against East Union. And just knows how to find the football. 85 and a half tackles on the year. Actually broke Eddie Burgess's school record for tackles in a career last week. So that's a pretty impressive feat. And then offensively, I mean, he runs hard. He's fast. He runs hard. He does a really nice job of looking at or reading the line. And then out of the backfield, he's always a threat in the passing game as well. And both those guys would be the first ones to tell you they don't do that alone. They have all the other skill guys around them. And then most importantly, they have those guys up front that pave the way for them.
Well, that says a lot of you breaking Eddie Burgess's records. What a legend there in Montezuma. No doubt about that. When you look at Audubon, what stands out the most?
They're just physical team. You look at the roster on Bound and it's full of a bunch of guys that are 175 to 225 pounds. I would say over half their team's in that category. And they just look like good athletes. They're well put together. And then when you turn on the film, up front, they do a really nice job of knowing exactly what they need to do on the offensive side. They are not flashy by any means, but they're very effective. And I mean that with the utmost respect for Coach Burks and them, because They are just always consistent in what they do. They're going to run sweep. They're going to run counter. They're going to run a QB follow. They'll run some ISO, but it is, they know what they're doing and they get the job done. And then if you're selling out to stop that, they'll pop a pass over the top, and you just got to be, you got to be very sound defensively when you play them. And then offensively, their defense does a really nice job, again, of being in the right position at the right time. They play a cover three defense, and their linebackers do a great job of filling. Their line knows how to get off blocks. They're just a very sound defensive team. And one thing I've noticed in all three phases of the game is they're always a threat to score. Whether it's special teams and getting returns or defense getting either a pick six or something like that, they want to turn any opportunity into a scoring opportunity. So we just have to be very sound offensively moving against that defense. We have to take our chunk yards. We have to be consistent, have to minimize mistakes when it comes to turnovers, when it comes to negative yardage plays, and just be really sound in our schemes. And obviously easier said than done. Coach Burks has done a great job, but I'm really looking forward to the challenge. And I know our guys are too.
Ottoman's defense, they can move, they got size, and they have been able to rush the quarterback a lot of times this year. How do you feel like your offensive line matches up there to try and give Brady time to throw the football?
Yeah, we have three seniors on that line. Braxton Plants, who's a gritty young man, comes from a wrestling background. Isaac Wedgwood, also very gritty, comes from a wrestling background. And then Blake Smith, who's done a nice job for us all year long. Again, yeah, that passing, when it comes to the passing game for us, yeah, we're going to have to be really sound. We might have to, you know, help out with the chip block. Brooks might have to stay in a block a couple times here or there to help out. But the other thing we have is Brady with his feet. I know our line's going to do what they can to help stop that rush. I am very confident in them. But we have that other weapon of Brady with his feet. And Brady's done a nice job all year long of either stepping up in the pocket, evading pressure, getting to the outside. And I think we do a nice job of moving around as well, where, you know, that's on that secondary. And on the line too, if you come too fast, too quick, he'll step up and he'll go score a touchdown. So he does a really, our line does a really nice job, and so does Brady, of reading what's going on. He'll dictate some things about who he needs, where the line needs to go. So it's a really coordinated effort from them.
And just overall, what do you think about this opportunity here to play in the playoffs, even though it's a long road trip, but to come to Audubon, play in the second round game, and potentially have another shot at Iowa Valley, which I'm sure your boys would love that chance.
Yeah. I mean, it's a, it is a great opportunity. It really is. Anytime you get to the second round in playoffs, that round of 16, you know you're going to face some really good teams. We've been fortunate enough the last 3 to 5 years where we've been in a lot of these games, and I know Audubon has too. So it's two playoff veteran teams going at it, and we've been in some high-stake games this year. We've come out on top on a few of them, and we've learned a lot in the other ones, and we know we can compete with anybody in the state. We just got to minimize our mistakes. We have to, take care of the football, win the battle up front. And any game, you're going to have some luck. You're going to have the ball bounce your way, especially with a team like Audubon. They're fundamentally sound, and we got to keep persevering, fight through all the highs and lows.
Coach, really appreciate your time here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show, and best of luck tonight against Audubon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
John Beck, head coach for Montezuma football, joining us here on KSOM.